1977, George Lucas formed a legacy.
The Force is with me, and I am with the Force.
Inspired by mythology, his saga has become a passion for many.
You must feel the Force around you.
His legend has become our story.
It's true.
One of resistance.
We are the spark that'll light the fire that'll bring the First Order down.
Rebellion.
Rebellion is built on hope.
And redemption.
I am a Jedi, like my father before.
This is Star Wars Reactions.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Star Wars Reactions. Happy Star Wars Day. Happy May the 4th be with you. Happy Revenge of the 5th and all of the above. It is Star Wars week. That's right. And we are going to have a great show. So much fun, so much information, so much pure Carabas goodness. Let's get it going. My name is Aaron Harrison. Joining me is the Chewy to my Han, the David Motters, David brother. How's it going?
It is going really good. You know, we talk about May the 4th and then Revenge of the 5th. We are recording this on Revenge of the 5th. We talk about a couple of days, but I like that one meme that came out. It might have been last year or the year before from The Mandalorian. And it's a play on This Is the Way. It's called This Is the May. And I think it's the whole month. And so not only are we going to have fun, you know, talking about May the 4th be with you, but I think as Star Wars fans, we pretty much claim the entire month, particularly with Celebration being at the end of this month. But I am ready to react. I'm doing great, brother. And as always excited to be recording with you.
Always, my friend, always. It is going to be a great show. We got great stuff. And this week we are actually going to be, since it is Star Wars, quote unquote Star Wars week with May the 4th and recording today on May the 5th, which you'll see this on May the 6th. We wanted to sit back and we wanted to talk about Star Wars Day. Talk about May the 4th. And and about some of the history behind it and we've done on May the 4th, and because we always have something fun going on. Everybody has fun stuff going on May the 4th. It has become a pretty much a national holiday. You know, our local sheriff's department actually put out a whole set a post about May the 4th and had our county sheriff dressed up like Han Solo.
That's cool.
and had one of the canines as Chewie. It was awesome. It was probably the best post I saw yesterday. So a lot of great stuff happening on May the 4th. A lot of great things happened and a lot of history to it. But let's just jump right in. David, I understand you did some looking up on the history of May the 4th for us. What did you find?
Yeah, I did. I did this last weekend, and I know other, you know, podcasts and stuff have talked a bit about this history. And you know, over the last several May the 4th, that first week of May, you'll see StarWars.com run different articles and stuff like that. And so I knew that, you know, when you and I talked about kind of looking at May the 4th, I wanted to give some history on it. And so I did go to StarWars.com. I don't typically use the search function. You know, I just read the articles they've got there. I watch the videos. I just have a great time reading StarWars.com. But I knew I was like, man, I'm going to do this search and I'll tell Aaron and share some of this with our listeners. And I think they've probably heard a lot of this, but I did the search and I typed in May the 4th. And that's all you had to put in and at StarWars.com. And one of the first things I saw was an article by Steve Sansweet. And, you know, he hasn't been writing articles recently for StarWars.com, but this one was from May 1st, 2013. I just started thinking about that. That's 9 years ago. That's one more year, and that's a decade old article. I can't believe it. But I read that, and it gave some of the history, and it really kind of freshened my mind up on how it all started. There was another good article that came out this past Monday, which was May the 2nd, by Lucas Seastrom. He's a, like Dan Zare, he is one of the contributors, one of the writers for StarWars.com. And he has a real nice article I'd recommend to people. It's there at StarWars.com right now. Of course, anybody can search for Steve Sansweet's article as well. But I'm going to pull mostly from Steve Sansweet's. And, you know, he talks about how, you know, very appropriately, perhaps this whole thing started in England, where a lot of these Star Wars movies were filmed. And the history behind it is that Margaret Thatcher, she was elected the first female prime minister in England. And in my show notes, our show notes, buddy, I said that she was elected the first one on May the 4th. She actually, I went back and read the article. She took office. She was elected the first female prime minister. She took office on May the 4th, 1979. And a newspaper, the London Evening News, okay, proudly stated, quote, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations," unquote. And I don't know if people, of course, how many people remember newspapers anymore, right, buddy? Right. Like, I remember banks of newspapers. And when I've talked to young people, they're like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, you walk over to it and it had the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, it had the USA Today, mm-hmm. it had your local paper, and, you know, Tampa, right where we're in, Aaron and I, Tampa Tribune, Orlando Sentinel, yep. in there, not anymore. Those are all gone. I bring that up because when I read that about the London Evening News, I know in my home state of Michigan, the Midland Daily News was an evening paper. It came about 3 or 4, so they printed it more in the morning versus the night before. So that's how, you know, she goes into office, and then later that evening, that comes out. Now, if I switch over to Lucas Seastrom's article, he said that Empire was filming at that time, of course, at Elstree Studios in London, and he surmised that there were probably some copies of that newspaper in the Lucasfilm offices there at the studio there that day, probably. So that'd be kind of cool if someone was reading that there. So, starts with Margaret Thatcher taking office on May the 4th, and someone had a real good play on words there. You know, Steve Sansweet goes on in the article, Aaron, to talk about how it was a slow simmer. And kind of like you said a few minutes ago, it's become this national holiday for Star Wars fans where, you know, like I said, StarWars.com runs articles on it every year now about how to celebrate it. There was one this year, you know, 5 different ways to do it, including watching the Book of Boba Fett show on Disney Plus, you know, all different kinds of things you can do, food you can make, et cetera. There's, you know, May the 4th deals from numerous companies. I can't even name them all, you know, and from Hasbro to Lego to, you know, all these numerous companies. And I still see more coming out. I know Star Wars Insider always runs one, you know, to get a deal on Star Wars Insider on that day. But it's just this multimedia marketing extravaganza. And so, So there's some of the history on it, you know, just real quickly, and I don't have it in the show notes, but if we flip over to Lucas Seastrom's, and Dan Zare talked about this with his co-hosts, Corey Club and Tom, and Tom the Newsman, right? CWK Newsman. Yeah. And so they talked a little bit about how there was a poster, Aaron, that came out in, it would have been July 2005, but it has Yoda with fireworks behind him, and he's got the green lightsaber. And in the movie had been out a while. They didn't want to put him on the poster with him with his green lightsaber because that was a big reveal. Forgive me. That would have been in 2002 when he had the green lightsaber. But has Yoda on there, and it's like 4th of July time. The movie's already been in theaters May, June, and it's a way to kind of promote it again. And it does say, "May the 4th be with you," kind of saying 4th of mm-hmm. July, May the 4th. And even Lucas Seastrom says in the article, Aaron, that it was a poster that was on sale at StarWars.com for a while. I don't know if it's still there. I didn't look. But But that was another usage in 2005. But I would say it's what? The last 5, 6, 7 years, Aaron, do you think that it's been really as big as it's been?
Well, I think it actually goes back a couple years before, probably in the last 8 or 9, because Disney started making it really big in the parks with special merchandise and stuff. So I remember back during Star Wars weekends, that's what made Star Wars weekend so crazy, is because we had Star Wars weekends were always the end of May, beginning of June. But at the beginning of May, you had a one-day special event, May the 4th. Well, 2-day, because they did May the 4th and May the 5th. And they'd have special pins, special shirts, and just that you could only buy the one day in the park. So I think really Disney, that started really back in 14.
Okay.
14, when Disney started doing those, and it really just exploded from there.
Okay. So. Yeah. Now that you say that, I do remember those days because I was wanting to go to, you know, obviously getting excited in May here to go to Star Wars weekends. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm you there. But now that you say that, I do remember. I had a friend of mine here in town. He had Disney passes and he could get the day off, and he would go down there for a number of those. And so now that you say that, I do remember that kind of, they would have that and then maybe a week lull and then boom, here comes Star Wars weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I got some of the, I mean, I was never a big t-shirt person back in those days, so I never bought the t-shirts, but I love the pins. So I got a couple of the May the 4th, Revenge of the 5th pins that they had released, which were just, you know, they were just really cool pins with Donald or Mickey as a Jedi, Donald as a Sith. I mean, it was just the stuff you would see at Star Wars weekends. It was like a preview yep. of what was to come, yeah. essentially. And that's what made it so much fun. At Disney on those days, and unfortunately, I mean, it doesn't have the same impact now, because now they have Disney year round. So I know they did a few special releases in the shops, but it doesn't have the big impact at the Disney parks like it does elsewhere now.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I didn't. You know, I just know that the park was packed out. I was at work yesterday and talking to one of my coworkers, and she said that I think she had some friends or some family down at Hollywood Studios. And she said, yeah, everybody and their brother was there that day. And I'm sure it was out at Batu West in Anaheim as well. So.
You see, the photos I saw yesterday weren't that crowded, because my friend Robbie and my friend Tyler were out there, and the pictures they posted didn't look that crazy. I mean, they had pictures of them in front of the Falcon, and it looked pretty. I mean, there was hardly anybody in their pictures. You know, normally when it's all packed out, that area is just full of people. There were maybe a handful of people that showed up in the pictures themselves, photobombing. So it kind of, I was kind of surprised by the lack of pedestrians in their photos.
Yeah. Unless they got everybody to move.
Well, you know, it's very possible. Yeah. I got some, I love my friend Robbie, but he can, when he tells people to move, it's like Andre the Giant in Princess Bride. Everybody move.
Yeah.
Love you, Robbie.
No, even our good friend Jason Bream says, yeah, I wouldn't recommend coming on May the 4th. You know, that's when it's typically busier. But if they locked out, then that's cool. That's good. That's really good.
So, but we'll see. You know, everybody had different experiences, and it was a great day. So I gotta know, what did you do for May the 4th?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. Like on holidays, I always feel like I have this pressure to do. Right? What do I got to do on Christmas and Thanksgiving? And now I'm starting to feel it from May the 4th, you know. But our good friend Greg McLaughlin at Rebel Base Card podcast, you know, mm-hmm. he had tweeted and maybe even texted, said, hey, you know, carve out some time for yourself and just enjoy some time. And so I did. I took my daughter and her friend to a Bible study, and then I went to my local comic shop. And I got the new Kenobi, the first of, what is it, 5 or 6 issues?
Yeah, 5 issues. I forgot that came out yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, the Kenobi Marvel comic. Mm-hmm. And so I got that, read it, and liked it. It'll be interesting. I'm not going to spoil anything in it, and just kind of starting the whole story. And I love the artist, Ariel Anandito. I really got to love his work in the High Republic comic, Marvel one that Kevin Scott wrote. So loved his art in this one as well. So definitely read that. And then I ended the night watching the Disney Gallery, The Book of Boba Fett. You know, and of course, you and I've done reviews of Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian, you know, season 1, season 2, and of course then they tacked on that extra one about how they did Luke Skywalker. This was great. It's 1 hour and 2 minutes. And again, I would encourage everybody to watch it. Really neat behind the scenes stuff. You get to see Mark Hamill even more. Just really neat to see him on these sets. And then of course, the other thing I did when I was at work and when I got home, I was curious if they were going to have the trailer for Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus, because at times it's been a lag, but I got home and I pulled it up and it was, I just didn't want it just to be the teaser trailer. And so I watched that a bunch of times. So, it was really an Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of, you know, May the 4th for me, as well as, Boba Fett. But yeah, were you able to do anything, buddy?
Well, this is probably the first year I didn't get to do anything. It's been just a lot of stuff going on with family in the hospital and stuff. I just didn't get to celebrate the way I wanted to. But, you know, it was still fun to see everything coming out as I was beginning to look around this morning and late last night and see the stuff. I did get to see the Kenobi trailer when it came out, which we're going to talk about that trailer. That was just boom. But there were a few things I was looking at as announcements, because I know Hasbro did a big reveal as to stuff that you can pre-order that actually went on. Though the day we're recording this went on pre-order today. And I was like, you know, if I only had unlimited funds.
Right.
So especially with the, you know, especially with my Kenobi next to Chopper, Kenobi is my favorite. So all the Obi-Wan stuff they released was just, oh my gosh. Made my eyes water, especially when Ewan McGregor went on Jimmy Kimmel last night and revealed his the 6-inch Black Series Obi-Wan figure from the Obi-Wan show.
Oh, I didn't know that he went on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
That's how the figure was revealed. Was him being on Jimmy Kimmel. And so that was, I was very excited to see that. He wasn't there in person. He was remoting in, but he was there and he held up the action figure and showed it and with everything. It was in the box, the whole 9 yards. It was really nice and real interesting. What really piqued my interest was the lightsaber. The Force FX Obi-Wan Kenobi mm-hmm. lightsaber, the one he'll be using in this series, which is also the one that from A New Hope. And that would have been his New Hope lightsaber. So I was really excited to see that because I've kind of been waiting for, you know, Disney to, I mean, Disney released his episode one saber, which I got. I was kind of waiting for them to do this one too, but Hasbro beat him to it. The only problem is Hasbro is wanting $250 for this thing.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it is beyond my monetary ability at this point.
Yeah.
So, but hey, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Who knows? So.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much, you know, that does drop, you know, product wise. And they, you know, even they made that announcement, it's going to be like Obi-Wan Wednesdays or whatever, like how they did Mando Mondays, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they're going to drop merch probably all 6 weeks, you know, or well, I guess they're going to show.
No, it's 5 weeks actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause yeah. And, you know, and I mean, that's the two episodes premiere on the 27th. So, I mean, yeah, so we'll have, out of the six episodes, we'll have five, we'll be 33% done by premiere episode. So that's crazy.
Month. Yes, the end of this month, yeah. No question. Yeah, I think, you know, you just, it's, there's so much cool stuff out there. It's just, what do you get? What do you collect? You know, what's going on in your own family, you know, at the time financially, and what can you do, and so on and so forth. But yeah, I didn't realize that because I think at Galaxy's Edge, it's about what, $210 to build a lightsaber there.
Yes.
And, you know, Savvy's Workshop and stuff like that. So, do you, quick question, how do they differ? Well, gosh, I guess I already know that the ones you make at Galaxy's Edge have a different theme to them, you know, where,
correct. Well, you pick the theme you want.
Exactly.
And then once you pick the theme, you pick the parts you want from that theme and put it together. And theoretically if everyone is different, but you know, there's going to be a certain percentage. There's only so many parts. Eventually you're going to have people building the same saber, but yeah, you get the experience of picking out your crystal, picking out your pieces and assembling it there in the room and activating it for the first time with your Jedi Master who's there helping you and the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, actually, then this will tie into Star Wars and Galaxy's Edge and lightsabers and us talking about this. So when you and I went in August of 2019 to Galaxy's Edge, Batu East, you know, you and I have these great pictures. You took one of me holding up Luke's lightsaber from Return of the Jedi. And then you had, was it Obi-Wan's?
Oh, of course.
Blue lightsaber. Took a picture of you with that. Now,
it's the day I bought it.
Okay. That was okay. Is that, well, God, I can't keep track of all this stuff. I'm flummoxed. I'm too excited here. With May the 4th. Now, the Hasbro Force Effects lightsabers, like you just mentioned, this, how are they? They're different than the ones sold, and I'm not talking about the ones you build at Galaxy's Edge because you and I were in Doc Ondar's.
Yeah, you're talking about the Legacy ones.
Yeah. Now, how does Legacy help me? How does Legacy differ from Hasbro Force Effects?
I've really never actually held them to know what the difference would be. I think a lot of it is construction material. Quantity being built, that was manufactured. And of course one is Disney, one is Hasbro. What I do like about the Force Effects ones is that they come with the stand and they come with the blade already. Whereas, cause the blade is removable, whereas the ones, the legacy ones, you pay $200-$225 just for the hilt, then it's another $50-some for the blade.
Oh, I didn't know that, buddy.
Then if you want the stand, they come in this nice, really cool box. But if you want the stand, then that's another $25 at one of the stores, and it just adds up to be a little bit more.
Okay.
But
okay. Yeah.
It doesn't stop me from still wanting them.
When you and I were there, I was looking at Ahsoka Tano's. Of course, they had Kylo Ren. Of course, I had, Luke's from Return of the Jedi. You had Obi-Wan. I mean, they're beautiful. And you're like, oh my gosh, But like you said, whether you get those or you build one at Galaxy's Edge, my best friend, Steve Klink just went this past Saturday, April 30th, to Batuu West, and he built a lightsaber, and his nephew, Lou, did, and he sent me a video, and it was so cool, and so they each built a lightsaber there at Savi's workshop, and and in fact, my buddy Steve, he sent a video yesterday morning. He goes, "Oh, time to fire up the lightsaber." So he had the room dark, and he hits it, and boom, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, dude!" And of course, then he texts me. He goes, "Wait, hey, have you built one there yet?" I said, "No, I haven't built one yet at Galaxy's Edge. I want to." And of course, then I want the legacy ones in there inside of Doc Ondar's, and now these Force Effects ones. Oh my gosh, Aaron, like you said, if I only had unlimited funds.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, it's going to be fabulous, and not totally off subject, we get to experience that again Tuesday. So we are going to actually be at Hollywood Studios at Galaxy's Edge Tuesday, the 10th of May, hanging out. I'm crossing my fingers that I will make it on Rise of the Resistance, because every time I've gone since the ride opened, I have missed it and not been able to get on it. So I plan on definitely making it this time.
That's right. I can't wait to go on it with you. I might just spend the whole time watching your face.
I'll be like kid in a candy store. So I'm really looking forward to that. So if y'all are in the area and y'all are happen to be at Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios on Tuesday the 10th, keep an eye out for us. We'll be there, and you'll be able to find me real easy, because I'll be wearing that totally cool Carabast hat that I posted a picture of earlier today. There at the park. It is my new hat. My favorite hat. I've never had a hat that suits me so perfectly like this one. So,
well, I love it. And you posted a picture, I think, on our.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram, on our face, and on our. I think I posted it on Twitter too. I may have posted it on Twitter. I don't remember. It's there on our Instagram, and the manufacturers, the person I bought it from, actually has a Etsy shop full of Star Wars stuff. Her name's Ashley. She goes by on Twitter. She goes her face or Instagram. She goes by Fangirling for Jesus. And she's got a ton of Star Wars stuff in her Etsy store, which was awesome, including this new set of hats she just released, which this Carabast hat that I was wearing is one of those, and they're all based on Rebels characters. And I know you're like saying, Aaron passed up a chopper hat to get a Zeb hat. Yes, I did, because I liked the Zeb hat. It fit me. It's a Carabast multiple times.
Yeah.
Like I tend to do multiple times when I record an episode. So I said Carabast before we even started recording. If you check out the Instagram, see the hat. If you like it, check out her store. You will love the stuff in there. She's got a lot of Ahsoka Tano stuff, a lot of Clone Wars, Rebels. It is fun. She's got an Obi-Wan Kenobi shirt I'm thinking about getting too.
I just followed her on Instagram. I needed to do that. So just did it as we're talking.
And for the record, this is not a promotional thing that we're doing. This is just, I actually found this through a friend of mine through Jay Krebs. Jay Krebs, had posted something of hers, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And so then I started looking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this. I think I'm in love. And had to get the Zeb hat. Had to. Matter of fact, when I first saw it pictured, I tagged you in it and said, hey, I found our hats.
I know. And I was like, yes. So appropriate. So cool. You know?
Exactly. And it's just awesome. Awesome designs. Awesome stuff. So check it out. It's always fun to get new Star Wars stuff. And see what kind of designs and stuff fans come up with, because, man, it's all about the fans.
Oh my gosh.
No fans, no saga.
That's right. I got to figure out a hat to wear to Galaxy's Edge. I wanted to have the new CWK hat, but I'm not going to get it till the end of the month. So, but I have a Star Wars hat or two I'll maybe have to throw on. But, I think it's cool that you got that. And I can't wait to see you on Tuesdays and hang out at Batu East. And I'm excited. I'm thinking about buying a holocron, dude.
Oh, I got one. I love it. I may have to get some crystals for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although the default sound that the holocron makes is James Arnold Taylor's Kenobi from the first episode of Rebels.
Yes.
The speech.
Yes.
So it doesn't get more perfect than that. So putting a crystal in and making it say something else almost feels blasphemy at that point. But you know, that's what it's for.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. No, I'm with you.
Now I was thinking though about getting the Sith holocron.
That's what I was wondering. You know, like I was looking at the picture that you sent of the Carabas hat, and I was looking in the back and I saw your holocron. Yeah. And I was.
Oh, yeah, it was on the shelf behind me, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I was just trying to figure out which one do I get? And then I guess they interact with each other too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I wanted to get it. Cause apparently if you, activate them and put them together, it does the, Bendu.
Oh, does the Bendu. Okay.
Does the Bendu.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's, yeah. I gotta check that out. Cause you know, it's Bendu.
No.
Nobody do what the Bendu do.
I know. So when we're there, I'm gonna pick up some merch. You know, I didn't really spend anything for May the 4th, but this is kind of maybe a delayed May the 4th fun merch grab, you know. So yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, buddy.
Absolutely. But we got more stuff about May the 4th, so we want to keep going with that. I know you got more notes in here about May the 4th, and how it's become more of a marketing deal. Even when it came to Disney Plus with debuting shows and stuff, on May the 4th because of it. So was it last year they did Bad Batch and everything?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that when I was doing the show notes here. I thought not just to do a history, but a little bit of what we had been doing over the last couple of years. And I was thinking, last year they premiered the Bad Batch on May the 4th. And then I was trying to remember, I would have to look at my calendar if it was the next day or what night it was we were able to record a preview or a special review of that episode with, I call him a legendary Star Wars author. When you look at everything Jason Fry has written over the years and continues to mm-hmm. do Star Wars, I thought it was so cool to get him on, get his insights on that show that premiered, you know, May the 4th, 2021. Just a little side note, we had him bookend the season. He was on for the first episode and the last episode of Bad Batch last season. So, but that was really fun, May the 4th. And we had a good time with that.
We did. We did. We had a great time with that, with Jason Fry. And it's always been fun to hear how people celebrate May the 4th. And I mean, we did the special shows. I think this is most Star Wars podcasts or will do a special May the 4th edition and release it then. Of course, we didn't just because we had scheduling, and actually worked out better with my mother in the hospital not to do that. But we've actually had great times doing that with great people, great guests, and you can hear a lot of great things in those shows. And it just makes it a whole lot of fun. Now that doesn't mean next year we won't do something wacky and crazy, for May 4th, who knows? But there's always so much fun, and I love how we've talked about that stuff, but we also see stuff that fans are doing too, to celebrate. Some of my favorite things to see are people making special foods and desserts and, stuff to celebrate May the 4th with. Whether it be Yoda shaped cookies or trying to replicate some of the drinks from Oga's Cantina at Galaxy's Edge, just random things, or even some of the recipes they put on StarWars.com during the day, that to prepare is, some of it looks really appetizing.
I'll tell you, I don't know if you follow Blue Milk Mama. Again, I'm not, you know, it's just, you know, Aaron and I are just kind of bringing up people that we enjoy and follow and all that. But I'll tell you, she puts out recipes, and, you know, she'll have like a little Ahsoka Tano Lego figure along with Rex inside of like a glass that has like kind of blue milk and some other stuff and cake. And I'm like, just incredibly creative and so talented. And I'm like, I'll be the taste tester. I'll try. But she does this year round. And I follow her on Instagram and stuff. And I'm, man, you're talking about, I don't know if you've seen
I haven't seen this one. Who is she again?
It's Blue Milk Mama. I was just going to look here on Instagram. Let me find her. I'm pretty sure it's Blue Milk. There it is. Yeah. Yeah, Blue Milk Mama. And what is she? 1,600 followers, following 1,200, digital creator. I make blue food and I love Star Wars. She does book reviews, loves High Republic, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ahsoka. And so I'm just looking at her pictures, and there's Ahsoka and Rex inside of a cup. Oh, with kind of like, it looks like what is it, inside of ice cream or something like that. Or Jello. Just, she's so creative. So creative. But yeah, just really neat stuff that she's got here. Yeah, I would encourage anybody. Yeah, check out Blue Milk Mama on Instagram. Just really creative. I wish I was that talented. But yeah, so I follow her, you know, and it's fun. All Star Wars stuff. And she's a big, you know, Star Wars books and all that. So, yeah, a lot of fun. So definitely follow us on Instagram. Aaron, myself, and Blue Milk Mama.
Yeah, which I just did. So,
yeah.
And I see that does look quite interesting, that Rex Ahsoka drink. She's even got what looks like an Ahsoka. Is that what? Is that a parfait or is that a drink?
I'm telling you.
That's interesting.
Isn't that? I'm looking at it
too. I'll have to research these things more. Yeah.
Like if you keep scrolling down, like she's got one like with a little Lego Star Destroyer on a piece of pizza. You keep scrolling down like a Tempest Runner. When she got the hardcover, look at that little like ice cream kind of replicating the colors of Lorna D. You know, right there, You keep going down. There's a little Yoda, a Lego on top of blue macaroons. I'm just scrolling down. I mean, she's got little Ewok Legos on top of a cupcake. She's just, I want to eat everything she's made. Oh, dude, keep going down. Thrawn, she made a cake. Do you see that? It's just like the cover of the book for the third Thrawn Ascendancy book. Do you see it right there?
I'm getting.
If you scroll down just a little bit in her pictures.
Try it. Let me see.
I know we're totally
off topic, but I love it.
You're fast.
Let's see. There's Cobalt Squadron. I like the Star Destroyer on the pizza slice. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
go. There's Bolt. Fallen Star.
Yeah.
Kenobi.
Yeah. Keep going a few more. Did you see?
All right. There's Thrawn Ascent. Wow.
That's a cake.
Holy snot. Happy book birthday to Timothy Zahn and Thrawn Ascendancy, Lesser Evil. That is pretty wicked.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, holy. Like, you know, she like talks about the book and then she makes food. It's just incredible. Yeah. So anyway, we won't stand it forever, but it's so cool. All the stuff she's made. It's pretty sweet. So.
Huh. That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you and I usually don't talk about, you know, other sites or whatever, but that one's pretty cool on May the 4th and just kind of just support another content producer of Star Wars stuff. She really put some effort into that stuff. Talented, and I would love to sample everything she makes. Oh my gosh. It's a good thing I don't. So anyway. I was going to piggyback off of, you know, we were talking about Bad Batch last year. I was thinking about 2 years ago, you know, because we haven't had Disney Plus forever. When did it premiere? November of 19, right? Yeah. With Mandalorian, November 12th, 2019.
I believe so.
And so it was 2 years ago that, and I remember this, that Disney Plus put out the final Skywalker saga movie, The Rise of Skywalker, on May the 4th. That was pretty cool. I remember watching that day. That was 2 years ago. So that would have been, what, 2020. So it came out in December of 19. I saw it with you and Jason at Disney World down there at Disney Springs. And then, didn't have to wait too long, and boom, they put that out on May the 4th. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, it was kind of neat because, you know, 2 years ago, last year, and then this year, they didn't put it on much today. But they, if you watch, you scroll through that top thing on Disney Plus, and they had something different for all the different Star Wars stuff. But, been pretty cool stuff on May the 4th. I was just going to mention something real quick. Goes back to the article. Steve Sansweet's article. And if anybody goes back and reads that, that's, again, a May 1st, 2013 article. It was interesting to hear Steve Sansweet say that when he first heard someone mention a Star Wars holiday, he thought they were talking about May 25th, 1977, right?
The original.
Yeah.
The day New Hope release.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, I kind of think about that. You know, obviously, you know, May the 4th comes, you know, with a really neat saying and stuff like that. But I kind of tend to think of May the 25th. I know, you know, we've been talking about other podcasts and other Star Wars creatives. Richard Wolowski, him and Sarah Wolowski on Skywalking Through Neverland, you know, I've listened to them over the years, and, you know, periodically, you know, Richard will say he kind of feels like May 25th, 1977 is Star Wars Day, you know, for him. Not that he doesn't celebrate May the 4th, but, you know, I'd be curious. I'd be curious how many of our listeners think of May 25th as Star Wars Day instead of May the 4th. You know, like I said earlier, I think Star Wars fans were just claiming all of May, especially George Lucas's birthday's in May. Most of the Star Wars premieres were in May. But I'd be curious if our listeners write into us, you know, or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, if they kind of see May 25th as kind of the original Star Wars day, or maybe May the 4th taking it over. I don't know. Do you think of one or the other as,
you know,
Star Wars day?
I've heard that said before, but me personally, I still go with May the 4th because Star Wars is so much more than A New Hope.
Mm.
And there's so much. Yes, that's what started it all. But there's so much more to the saga than A New Hope. And don't get me wrong, A New Hope is my favorite of the movies. But there's so much more to the saga than that. And I think the celebration at May 4th is not just only celebrating A New Hope, but it also, it's celebrating everything that makes Star Wars great.
I like that argument. I do, because I'm the same as you, and you and I've talked about this before. I think on, you know, Rebels Reactions and Resistance Reactions, and even now on Star Wars Reactions, that I not knowing that about you, A New Hope is my favorite as well. I know a lot of people say Empire Strikes Back, but for me, it's because, you know, I saw it as a kid in the theaters when it premiered, and it just, it did start it all. However, I agree. Star Wars is more than just A New Hope, and May the 4th really encompasses all that. So, yeah, that, you make a really good argument.
Yeah, it just, I mean, there's just so much to it, you know. And besides, you know, I got to celebrate Chopper sometime.
Besides May 25th?
Besides May 25th. Yeah, if yeah, it's just, no, there's just so much more involved in it. And I think there's just a lot of incredible stuff that came out that all deserves to be recognized, and not just A New Hope. You know, I still look at the 25th as a sacred day as well, because that is the day A New Hope was released. That's what started it all. But there's just so much more to say Star Wars Day. It's got to encompass everything. And I think May 4th is a better day for that, because it fits, you know. May the 4th be with you. So
I like it.
Which is what Star Wars fans have said to each other from the beginning of time.
Yeah, they really have. Yeah.
All right. Well, we cannot let this show go talking about May 4th without talking about Kenobi. Because that Kenobi trailer was released. And we don't have a lot of time left, but I do want to get this in there. Yeah. Holy carabast. What a trailer. I have not. Lucasfilm is really good at this. Releasing a trailer to wet your whistle, giving you nothing new you haven't seen already, but piquing your interest to the point that you lose your mind.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no question. You know, I was blown away by it. I texted you, but you'd already seen it.
Oh, yeah. It was hard not to see it, because I literally was sitting at my desk. The notification that it was released popped up on my phone the exact same time my phone started ringing, and I picked it up, and my boss says, "Have you seen it?"
Oh, geez.
I'm like, "Seen what?" He goes, "The trailer just dropped." I'm like, "If it just dropped, I can't watch it if I'm on my phone." Yeah. He's like, "Oh, right. Call me back."
Yeah.
That's one reason I love my boss. He'll call. We'll have a 45-minute conversation. 5 minutes of it will be work related. The other 35, 40 will be Star Wars.
You know, you do have, you know, no question, a great boss. You know, what's kind of cool is I've been wearing Star Wars socks all week, a different pair, and each day, and I've got another one for tomorrow. But I was talking to my boss, and she's wearing a Star Wars shirt tomorrow. Generally, I think it has Luke on it. I got to take a look. But I said, you know, typically it's a dress down day on Friday for us at our office.
Yeah.
And so I said to her, are you okay with me not wearing the, we have the Villages Health shirt that I typically wear. She goes, no, just wear a Star Wars t-shirt. And so I think I'm going to wear one with Yoda, and it says Words of Wisdom. And it has like, you can kind of, it looks like you can pull like little pieces of paper off. Like if you see it,
yeah,
you know, where you pull it and it has an apartment available for rent and stuff like that. So, I'm going to be wearing that tomorrow and just enjoying the whole week. But no, your boss is big time, you know, there's no question. And that's really cool. But, you know, in terms of this trailer, there's so much in it. There's so much packed into it. Maybe what I could do, Aaron, is just throw out a couple things and, you know, go to the end or how do you want to?
Well, I was just going to say, what was your favorite moment from the trailer?
Well,
I know there's a lot.
There's a lot. Oh my gosh. You know, Owen and Obi-Wan interacting.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, it might be. They show a clip at the end there, and I had to look at it again tonight, Aaron, before you and I got on and recorded, mm-hmm. where Vader is getting, you know, the arm put on. Yeah. And then show a side shot, and you're like, wait, when I first looked at it, it's the chest plate going on. But then I'm like, wait, when I watched it tonight, I'm like, oh, there's mangled skin, burnt skin. And I'm not sure where they're putting the things for that chest plate to go in. It looks like it goes right through that piece of black leather or whatever. And it goes like almost like prongs go right into his flesh and his chest. It looks incredibly painful.
It is his breathing controls.
Okay.
So it would make sense that it would have to be attached to him somehow.
Yeah, I just didn't know how. I was like, oh, it just looks, I guess I didn't think about it before, right, buddy?
Yeah.
You know, you just see Darth Vader outside and then, you know, they show that but that and the breathing and Obi-Wan. And I think what that gets me doing, buddy, is just like, is this the showdown? And, you know, even Ewan McGregor in a clip he recorded for Disney Investors a year or two ago, he said that everyone kind of wanted to see Obi-Wan and Darth have another swing at it or something along those lines. And so that was pretty cool. That ending and the breathing and however they're going to do a showdown between them, buddy. And maybe going back to what you said about, you know, that Force effects lightsaber, maybe that's where Obi-Wan gets his out and they have a go at it.
Yeah. Well, it kind of gives you the hint. That, I mean, the trailer gives you the hint, the think that they're specifically hunting him. They have the wanted poster that you've always seen animated, but they you see the wanted poster, you see them looking specifically for mm-hmm. Kenobi. That's who they're and they even and I love the fact that in the trailer you hear the new Inquisitor telling Kenobi, you can't hide from him forever. You
right.
can't hide from him forever. Are they talking about Vader? Are they talking about Grand Inquisitor? We don't know yet. I'm assuming Vader because, you know, that's Star Wars. But,
right.
I mean, just the oh, my gosh. It was just so good. And then Ben, Uncle Owen telling Ben to leave Luke alone. and making the statement, you know, we got to train him when he's of age. And he's like you trained his father. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy snot, emotional damage, dude.
I mean, Obi-Wan's already down, but man, to hear that, it's just, gosh.
Yeah. It is. Ben, Owen just kicked him when he was down, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, it'll, yeah. I think another thing that I've been thinking about and other, you know, podcasts have talked about this, so I'm not bringing up anything new, but just something, you know, for you and I to talk about is just him getting off world. I think we do see him on that other planet, right? Firing mm-hmm. a blaster. What pulls him off planet, you know, off of Tatooine? And that'll be interesting to see what does that, right? Mm-hmm. And how this ultimately plays out, where the Inquisitors are not looking for him anymore when he's, you know, an older Obi-Wan that we see finding Luke in the Jundlan Waste, right?
Yeah.
You know, what happens there to clean that out? We do know what happens to the Grand Inquisitor from Rebels.
Rebels.
But that'll be interesting how that kind of clears up, and, you know, Obi-Wan can be in his hut and there on Tatooine and it's okay.
Well, what kind of what I was thinking was maybe it's one of these things where this next fight, the way this next fight ends, it leaves Vader believing that he's dead.
Oh, maybe so. Yeah, because in a New Hope, he finally is like, wait, I sense something. Yeah. And goes and tells Tarkin, you know.
Yeah.
And Tarkin's like, really? Why do you think that?
Right. Yeah. So and of course, this is all speculating. None of us have seen it. But
yeah,
this is just something I was kind of playing out in my head.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm... one other thing, I don't know if you saw it, but at the Inquisitorium, or they're kind of that monolithic thing that they're based mm-hmm. in, I believe there's lightsabers in a rack in the back. Is that correct? Have you seen this?
I would have to go back and look.
Yeah, I've heard some people, I might just play it right now as we're talking, and I can... let me see if I can go to, where should I go to? StarWars.com. Let me close that. There's StarWars.com. Let's see if I hit play, but I'll put the volume down and let's see if I can get to that point. Because I'd heard some people talking about this, and I thought that's pretty wicked that they've got lightsabers out there, kind of like Grievous, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've got this playing.
So do I.
All right, so on all these people, let's see if I can hit. It's going to be not when they're on. I can see all of them, all the Inquisitors here on Tatooine, but I got to stop it when they're. Oh, there's Owen giving Obi-Wan the business. Oh, here they are on. Let's see if this will do it. Do they show it in the back? Oh, wait. Oh, they're over there on the right-hand side, I think. Is that correct? Oh, I just missed it. I think they're on, you know.
When they're around the table?
Yes, and you look to the right, lower right.
Yeah, I see it.
You see them?
Yeah.
I just hit rewind on mine, and, you know, you see the third sister, which is Reva. Is it R-E-V? Yeah. Those are I think they are.
Those are lightsabers.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. So I just turned it off. That's interesting. And I'm curious to see what they'll say about that and maybe who those Jedi are, you know. And it's kind of like, gosh, I guess, you know, Grievous, you know, in Episode 3, he's kind of the originator of the collecting of lightsabers. So just a little thing to throw out there for our listeners to maybe take a look at back there. So
yeah,
there you go. Right.
Perfect. Well, we want to know what y'all did for Star Wars the week, Star Wars Day. Let us know what y'all think, and let us know what you thought of the Kenobi trailer. You can hit us up online on any of our social medias at SW Reactions on Facebook, Instagram, and the Pinterest, as well as SW Reactions Pod on Twitter. So check us out there. Or, of course, you can always email us, show at StarWarsReactions.com. We would love to hear from you. David, I know we discussed it, so we decided not to do a psychology corner this week because of Star Wars Week, Star Wars Celebrations. But we can't end the show without doing our dad joke of the week. So I got one for us. But before we do, if somebody wants to talk Star Wars with you, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. Three different ways. First and foremost is Twitter. That's probably the best route. That is at @David_Modders, M-O-D-D-E-R-S. The other way would be Instagram. We were just talking about that. I don't post as much as I need to, but I'm going to have some pictures after next Tuesday to post. So that is just look up my name, David Modders. And then what's my other one? Oh, the email, David@StarWarsReactions.com.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And of course, if you are interested in talking Star Wars with me, the best place to do that, of course, is on Twitter at TAHarris121079. Or, of course, you can always email me, Aaron@StarWarsReactions.com. Make sure you do pay attention to our social media this week. Like we said, we will be at Galaxy's Edge on Tuesday, May 10th. So look for some photos. Look for some, maybe even some live. We may even go live on Instagram. Who knows? Get to enjoy some blue milk with us. But we are going to go have some fun. And we want to share it with you. So just keep a close eye on our social media. So, all right. Well, with that, David, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Ready. This one is a Star Wars dad joke of the week. Here we go. What did George Lucas say when he saw Will Smith slap Chris Rock?
Oh, I don't know. What did George Lucas say when he saw Will Smith slap Chris Rock?
Oh, God, another Star Wars.
Another Star Wars.
I couldn't help that when I saw it. And I'm like, okay, I got to do this one.
It's so bad.
It is just like groaning bad, but I couldn't help it. It was very, you know, modern in its approach. So,
yeah.
All right, David, my friend, this has been a blast.
Yeah. Well, it's been a blast, buddy. I love it. And may the 4th be with all of our listeners. Revenge of the Sith, avoid the dark side. And I hope everyone has a great May. Plus, we've got a great episode coming up next week as well.
Absolutely. We are going to have a reactions chat next week with a special guest. You have to stay tuned and find out who's going to be joining us, but it's going to be great. We want to thank each and every one of you for just being so awesome. Y'all are the best. We appreciate you. We love y'all. We're praying for y'all. Be nice, be kind, make the world a better place. We know you can do it. It just takes a little kindness. A little love. So y'all are the best. Take care. May the 4th be with you. Remember, this is your place for elegant discussion for a more civilized age.
If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can email us at show@StarWarsReactions.com. For our show notes and the latest news from the Star Wars universe, visit our website at www.StarWarsReactions.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @SWReactionsPod or on Facebook at Star Wars Reactions. If you enjoy our show, please leave a review on iTunes. This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or by Lucasfilm Limited. It's intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.StarWars.com. Star Wars. All names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and the respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Star Wars Reactions unless otherwise indicated. Star Wars Reactions. Elegant discussion for a more civilized age.